Welcome to Shom Achshava and Adav, the month of Av is sponsored by the Einhorn family, Louis Nishmas, from Naftali Berbi Cheskel. We're holding in Chulin Daf Peites, and the Gemara Amud Aleph says, Omar Abiloi Noilu Miskayim Bishlami Sheboilim Atzum Shas Merivo stands for someone who stops himself doing a fight, doing a merivo. Sheneimar Toile Eretz Ablimo. Ravo Omar Mishimaisim Atzmoi Kimishainoi. Someone who makes himself as if he's nothing, as if he doesn't exist. So the Ben Yoyod over here says that the Dover Niflamoid. He starts with the Al Sheikh in Bereishis Perikud Gimel Pasuk Zayin. The Pasuk says that the shepherds of Avram and Loit, they were fighting. Vayi Riv ben Roy Mikne Avram ben Roy Mikne Loit. So then Avram tells Loit, Al not he merivo beinu venecho. So the Al Sheikh says, at the beginning it says Riv, and then it says merivo. What's the difference between a Riv and a merivo? So he explains the Al-Sheikh, Riv is Loshon Zohar. Zohar Einoi Moilid. A male doesn't give birth. So it could be a fight, but a fight is it's a one-time thing. Small, quick fight and it ends. Merivo is Loshon Ekevo. Tolodos. Once a fight starts, the fight can continue and spreads on and on and on, turns to a big machlokes. So there's a little fight between the shepherds of Avram and Loit. Avram tells Loit, "I'll not eat merivo binu venecho. Let's not spread this fight, make it too much. Let's go and separate from each other." That's what Al-Sheikh explains the pasuk. So Zog de Ben Yoyodo, when Reuven fights with Shimon, and Reuven starts telling Shimon such terrible things about him, that he's a menuvel, that he's a bad person, that he did this, he did that. So if Reuven is a very chashuva person, Reuven is an important rabbi or a rich person, someone who's very successful, Shimon is not able to answer Reuven back and say, you are these things, because it's clearly not true. So in that case, that's not a merivo, that's a riv. Reuven is treating Shimon improperly. He's saying things which are not right. But this cannot turn to a big fight because Shimon has no way to answer. He's going to be embarrassed and it's really the wrong thing to do, but not more than that. But if Shimon is able to answer Reuven, let's say Reuven is not such a chashuva person, and Reuven goes and tells Shimon what he thinks about him, and then Shimon turns around and says, you know what I think about you? He goes back and gives him back, you know, double what Reuven gave Shimon. So that's not going to be a Reuven anymore. That's going to be a merivo. Reuven tells Shimon something, Shimon goes back, is back to Reuven, and then Reuven will go back, and so on and so forth. Here in our Gemara it says, "Kol mishaboyilem es atzmer bishas merivo." He's stopping not in time of a riv, but a time of a merivo. I mean, he has what to answer. He knows what to say back. He can come and attack Reuven back. But he's still quiet. The world stands at a person like this. A person does not allow the riv to turn to a merivo. A person does not allow machlokes to erupt. So that's what Rav Yehuda says. But then comes Rav Avohu and says more than that. You know who it has to be? It has to be Mishu Meisim Atzwe Kimishi Einoi. And the difference between what Rabbi Loa said. Rabbi Loa is talking about someone who has what to answer. And in his heart, he wants to attack back. But he's Boilem Atzwe. He stops himself. Comes to Rav and says that's not enough. What it needs to be in order to be Machzik the Oilem, the one who holds the whole world, is someone who Mishu Meisim Atzwe Kimishi Einoi. He accepts the insults. He accepts the embarrassment and says, yes, you know what? Maybe he's right. You know, I deserve this. He's not saying, oh, I have what to answer back, but I'm stopping myself. He doesn't even feel that insult. He doesn't feel that what Reuven is doing is wrong. He's kimishenu, he's a nothing. We spoke a very similar mahalach in the Gemara and a few places in Shas. It says, hane'elovim ve'enem oilvim. So the people that get insulted but don't answer back. That's really another stage. They hear their cherpa, but they don't answer, not because they're not going to answer back, because they feel that they accept it. They're not going to have even an answer. That's the Chiddush HaRavo according to the Ben Yoyoda. And we'll conclude with what the Vilna Gaon writes in Igeres Agro. It says, person who blocks his mouth, every moment he blocks his mouth, he gets the or hagonos that nobody can really know what it is. It's an unbelievable schar. Now, the Vilna Gaon is talking about any time a person closes his mouth, he doesn't say Loshon Hara, he doesn't say lies, but obviously it applies to this Gemara as well, someone who's boilev piv b'shas merivo. Anyone who wants to join or sponsor Shomachshava Shiurim, please email shomachshava@gmail.com.